Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into hour number three, the 14th day of January 2005, year of our Lord. Don and David and Lane and others, your calls are coming up momentarily. And you know what? I just want to do this, and I'm going to do it. I got a bunch of news I'm going to mention, little tidbits. Like what the caller just mentioned at the end of the hour, they got these gases they want to spray on foreign troops to make them have homosexual sex. And all of this has dual uses. Whatever they're testing on foreign countries, they've already tested here. Again, the government's tested lethal stuff on the population. That's how cold-blooded some of the globalists are and some of their minions are. But yeah, that's the type of news I've got here. Just a big, fat stack of it. But I want to take a lot of your calls. But to do that, I'm going to give each caller a minute or two, and we're going to move to the next person. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having my call today.
Thank you.
Hey, just real briefly, I'm still carrying some ads in my publication around Crawford County, and it's getting bigger each day. Secondly, how do I spell Flacco? Is in TomFlacco.com?
I don't know. Just type Tom Flacco into a search engine, and it'll correct the spelling for you.
FLACO.com?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll try that. Secondly, for your mailing address, it's 3001 South Lamar?
Yes, sir. It's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
78704?
Yes, sir.
And I have some information that folks who want to take a peaceable approach at us getting our government back, if you would like to see my plan, I won't charge anybody anything, but if they'll give me their a name and the mailing address they want me to send it to, can I give out my email address?
You know, I don't have a problem with you calling, but every time you call, it's never about anything. It's just plugging this.
Okay, yes, sir. Did you see what happened last night on the news? A C-SPAN.
What happened?
About 10:30, 11 p.m.
No, what happened?
Vice President Cheney. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Vice President Cheney came up and brought up the Social Security reforms.
Yes.
And it seems to me as if it's just another approach to take more money out of our paychecks to support their whatever type of...
Yeah, that's it. They're going to have a tax increase on Social Security and cut benefits.
Yes. And since you said you only had a minute, I didn't want to waste your time, sir. That's why I don't...
No, I'm not griping at you, but, you know...
I'm not, yes, sir.
Just you call about once a month, and it's always, here's my newsletter,
yes,
here's
sir.
My website. Sure, go ahead. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, about which one? The plan or what happened on the news last night on C-SPAN?
Well, finish up.
Okay, well, basically, I believe that we as the value producers of this country, we can peaceably take this country back, and that's why I plugged this about once a month, sir.
I agree with you that the boycott and spending our money with people and organizations is a great idea, and it takes discipline.
Yes.
What was the website? It was a website, wasn't it?
I don't know anything about the website. I have a Yahoo Groups plan group called Braveheart 411.
Yeah, that's a website. That's a webpage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As far as any kind of boycotts or anything, that depends on who submitted. Our different members submit different information. And pardon me.
No, there's nothing to pardon about. Thanks for the call. Now, listen, when we get back, I'm really going to try to keep the callers down to about a minute and a half. And I just want to hear your comment, your question, the news item that you want to talk about. It's really, really important. Because I want to bring up all these different angles and issues, and you guys do a great job of that. I'd like to hear from some of the ladies as well. So every time you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. My websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. So I am going to blitz, I'm going to move quick, I'm going to go to your calls, and I want to take about 25 calls before this broadcast ends in 55 minutes, 5 seconds.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm doing a news blitz and a call blitz in this third hour into the second segment now, my friends. Some of the news that's coming up. U.S. Homeland Security Chief calls for international biometric standards or World ID card. Also out of the New York Post, iFlights, iris scan for JFK passengers, period. And little Prince Harry, you know, his grandmother's brother, who was going to be the king, was a top Nazi, had to escape out of Germany while it was being bombed to Franco, Spain. Well, the Duchess of York says that she's proud of him. That's the headline out of This Is London. And Prince Charles says, leave him alone. Let him wear his little Nazi outfit. It'd be one thing if they didn't have such a Nazi past. And also, This Is London came out with an article and said, well, Britons don't like to talk about it, but it's true. We do have German rulers. But don't feel bad. We've got the Bushes here, the Nazi German rulers, and we'll soon have Schwarzenegger, a grade A one. So we'll all be getting our German leaders. It's all part of the new freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Pentagon reveals its chemical weapons program. Gay gas makes men have uncontrollable homosexual sex. part of a spearheaded program by George Bush. Very proud of it. And it's very conservative. And what more can I say? David in San Francisco, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, greetings, Alex. Man, there's like layers of stories. I don't know if with that Nazi pass to the British, there's a pretty interesting book that came out a year or so ago called Royal Babylon. And it goes into some detail about the, let's see, I think that was, who was that? The king that quit, that abdicated for the woman that he loved. And it turns out that he was just a Nazi after all, and that was the excuse they fed to the public. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting and to see which side these royalists fall out on, if they're having a sort of a...
Well, it's like Prince Bernhard, the head of the Netherlands, who founded the Bilderberg Group. He was an SS colonel. Kurt Waldheim, head of the UN, they knew he was a top Nazi. And now it's known he was a top Nazi, and Arnold says, I don't care, I love him. And the Jewish groups go, Hail Arnold! Don't talk about him, you anti-Semite! I mean, it's sick, man. It's just sick.
Oh, I know. It's the old corporate, you know, the corporate state model is that the citizens have no self-preservation aspect to themselves, that their only duty is to the state. That, you know, to fight for your own self-preservation is to oppose the state, and that's very clear in Rocco and Mussolini's treatise on fascism. So, you know, this whole idea of demanding that we give up our, you know, you're just talking about the national ID card, that we become experimental models for the new types of pharmaceuticals they're dumping on the market. Virtually untested, yet we're going to be the models for the experimental guinea pigs for them. Hey, you know, it's too bad I missed Ellen Mariani. I would have wanted to ask her about the put options if she had any new information.
Well, that's where we can really catch them when their pants down. Buzzy Krongard comes out last week and says, this is the headline, folks, I'm not worried about bin Laden. We shouldn't capture him. And this is the guy with the put options, billions leading back to him.
Right, and did I hear that he resigned? One of the shows was talking about his resignation.
Yes, they're now saying he's resigning after 3 years at CIA.
Okay, but we don't. He's a very difficult person to find information on, and I'm just wondering if you've got any websites or if you've got any links that pass information on him.
Well, not in front of me. I mean, there's so many of these characters, but great call, David. That's the kind of caller I like. I just love it, full of information. Man, I love it. Lane in Kansas City, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Love your show when I can get it. Want to know if you could give me some direction. I'm looking for information on the convenience stores and hotels that are, at least in this area, predominantly owned by Arab and Indian.
Well, I have nothing against, you know, white people, Indians, whoever owning stuff, but I have to tell you.
No, listen,
I'm going to say something. It has become a racket, and the way they compete is not free market, and it's a problem. I've been on trips for 4,000 miles around the country where there isn't one motel where it isn't owned by Indians. And how they do this is basically slave labor in India. They take that money. There's a couple big families that own it. Then they put their people in here, basically, who work for nothing. Then they get a 10-year tax exemption, which nobody else can compete against. And so they're buying up everything. And, folks, I've gone north, south, east, and west, and you'll see a black person or a Hispanic or a white guy behind the counter, and I'll go, this isn't owned by Indians? Well, yes, it is. And I'll say the name of the family, and they'll go, yes, it is. I mean, it is, folks, when everything is owned by one or two or three families, you've got a problem.
But what is the source of the exemption that they get?
Oh, there's several different pieces of legislation, 7 to 10 years of tax exemption for
immigrants.
And so that's why these groups are able to buy everything up, because it's not fair.
So is it part of the immigration law?
Yes.
Oh, okay, very good. Like I said, I love your show when I can get it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Michael in... Where's this next caller from? Colorado. Go ahead, Michael.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I wanted to talk about the 9/11 truth movement. I want to urge all your listeners out there who have all this valuable information, get off the bench and get in the game. We need to get this issue of 9/11 out to the public.
Every listener that has a computer should build their own 9/11 website. There's so much evidence, no one can put it all in one place.
Yes.
And there's
10
new things a day.
Yeah, and, you know, we're doing
We have to take the web over. We've already done it to a certain extent. Let's turn the heat up.
We're doing everything that you suggest. You have a lot of loyal listeners here in Colorado, Alec, and we've done exactly that. We've got a website up, and we're having 9/11 town meetings all around the state, and we're getting noticed, Alex. We had two cover stories, one on the Boulder Weekly and one on the Rocky Mountain Bullhorn. And I have those posted on our website. It's Colorado911visibility.org.
I love it.
And
Get that website out again.
We started having these town meetings, Alex, and we got noticed. And we're having an impact, and we got noticed. We were approached by these two papers who did a cover story on us. Very good story. And
well, listen, that's what it takes. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step.
Exactly. And I just want to encourage you people out there to get involved. If I can do this, you can do this. I'm an ordinary guy. And, you know, we got to get at the bottom of 9/11. And, you know, we're having these meetings across the state. I want to add something to what Ellen had said. Ellen has been coming to some of our meetings and speaking.
Yeah, she's in Colorado right now.
Yes, and she's actually going to be speaking at our next meeting, which is going to be next Tuesday. But she's going around the country doing this. And she didn't mention that today, so I want to bring that up. And any 9/11 group out there...
Tell folks about where the meeting's going to be next Tuesday.
It's going to be in Fort Collins, Colorado at the Harmony Library. It's at 7 o'clock. It's the 9/11 town meeting, What You Don't Know About September 11th.
Okay, great call. Keep it up. Excellent. We need more leaders to take action like you're doing. God bless you. All right, let's talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, how you doing?
Good.
And big up to Mike in Colorado. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to see. I saw an interesting discussion on C-SPAN yesterday. And the topic of discussion during the forum with Justice Scalia and Justice Breyer was international law, and it's in the U.S. increasingly citing it when handing down Supreme Court cases. Justice Scalia against it, and Justice Breyer staunchly for it.
And what you've got is 7 of 9 appointed by Republicans, and so they'll have these little fake left-right fights between each other. But this is a Republican court predominantly doing this, and in the last 3 years, we've had the majority of the courts say, we follow U.N. and World Court rulings, but then they want to act like they're against the U.N. and the World Court on other key issues. Then the U.N. comes out and speaks out against torture when they've engaged in more torture than this government ever has. So what they do is by blaming the other side when it's all two arms on the same ogre, it gives this illusion of some type of separation. But really, it's the same system.
Yeah, people heed caution and listen up because you're right on point. And see, the thing is, they introduce it in a forum like C-SPAN. Now more and more people are going to start discussing it. I think it's going to filter down into the cable news networks, and you're going to see the propaganda head.
They've had cover stories in USA Today.
Oh, boy.
Telling us how it's good that we follow international treaties and international court rulings.
The organization here that for the past 30 years has been overseeing our public access channel has literally been infiltrated by the government heads, and we're going to court on this when massive voting fraud right on the floor. We voted to dissolve the organization. We were voting against dissolving and handing it over to the government. Incredible. The power grab is just going on everywhere.
They're shutting Access TV down all over the place. I had to sue people locally. Now there's huge fraud investigations. We exposed that all over the newspapers and TV here in Austin. And
can't stop the movement, though. Can't stop the movement. We'll take it somewhere else.
Can't stop the run, can they?
Nope, not at all. Keep it going.
All right, good to hear from you. And globalists, when you nuke a city, God forbid you do, but we know you probably will. Just more people are going to know you did it. Day one will know you did it. Day one will be on the ground exposing you. And we're waking up your police. We're waking up your military. We're waking up people in the government. We're winning. Do you understand? You can't co-opt us. You can't control us. You can't kill all of us. You are going to fail, globalists. You went too far, too fast. Your system is falling apart.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. 318-4578. The choice is yours.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, soldier says superiors ordered abuse out of Fort Hood, Texas. That's what all the soldiers are starting to say now. And also, another article here, U.S. doctors tied to torture at Guantanamo Bay. More coming out on that. They help resuscitate people when they start dying to keep them alive so the freedom can be given to them. Joseph Mengele was good at that too. Maybe he wasn't bad. Let's go ahead. Of course, I think he was, because maybe I'm evil. Maybe Mengele was good and people that are against him are bad. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Eric in Oklahoma, then Ed, Chris, Joe, Steve, and others. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Alex. Michael Chertoff, the son of the devil, oddly enough, with Andrei Primakov from the Russian KGB, Marcus Wolf, the East German Stasi, now Chertoff, who's a Romanian born. So Ridge, Tom Ridge was really a figurehead. But Chertoff.
That's right. Chertoff, and again, to show my ignorance, I knew he was Patriot Act, helped to write it with the Gonzales. I knew he was really bad, helped cover up 9/11. But he's another foreigner.
Yeah.
And on top, it's like John Shalikashvili's dad ran death camps, top general in Poland for the Nazis. It's admitted he was a traitor who helped hunt down his own people. And, I mean, it's almost Madeleine Albright's dad was a Czechoslovakian leader who purged millions. But it's sick.
If you ran your genealogy down and you found your name meant son of the devil.
Well, you know, that's true. His name does mean, actually, seed of Satan.
Indeed. Yes, sir. So, man, it is getting so surreal now. But so they have all these Eastern Bloc guys that are going to be setting policy for Homeland Security. I really just want your analysis on this. What do you think is going to happen after Ridge leaves? And this, and I believe these guys are going to consolidate more than the East German and KGB flavor is going to come into the Homeland Security Department. But what do you think? And I'm going to
That's it. They've been consulting because they know how to do it. I mean, this is documented. They have consulted and paid and hired hundreds of high-level GRU, KGB, external, internal, Stasi experts, now the former head of the Stasi, the Silver Fox, to do this in America, and they're doing it. The TIPS programs, all of it.
Yeah. Hey, well, Alex, it's going to be interesting next 4 years. I know that.
Well, it's going to be freedom, sir.
Hey, brother, doing great. I love you.
Take care, my friend. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, go ahead.
Alex, yesterday you had Colonel Craig Roberts on, and he says he's working hard to get the armored personnel carriers over there in Iraq. And the September 4th issue of Soldier of Fortune, a six-page article, saying that we have 13,000 of them in our arsenal, in our fleet.
Yeah, no, but you can't – look, those are for domestic use. They bought thousands more from a GM factory that they ordered them 3 years ago, and those are being delivered all over the country. Listen, I've got video that I'm not allowed to show at this time because the people that have it have to edit out the faces. It's not classified, but they're afraid. But it's up by Dallas, and it's a Homeland Security base, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of old Bell helicopters having the new engines put in them, and they're going to paint them black the whole nine yards. I mean, what is all this for? This isn't for 10 or 15 terrorists here or there, folks. The government has some very nice things planned for the American people. But one of these guys I know brought this up to the TV station, Wednesday night, and he wouldn't let me have it. But he's a pilot himself, and I'm not going to go any further into that. But it's not even secret. You can go up there and do it, but he wants to cut his brother out of the video before he gives it to me, which I guess is good. That way I won't play it with his brother, but I wouldn't do that anyways. But, I mean, it's really a minor's footnote in all of this. I mean, they're geared up to deal with the American people.
Exactly. When something happens, the American people, they're going to lose their minds. They're going to be running around like crazy. And we'll have control over them. The government will put control over the people.
Well, fleets of helicopters will keep you safe, sir.
Condition red, when there's condition red, they have the right. They don't have the right, but they will shoot the American public.
Well, they've said in the Washington Post and Gannett News Service and AP and everywhere else that under condition red, you have no rights, and it may be permanent, and it will be total slavery. And then you're not going to complain too much when they take your pension funds and when they jack up your taxes and when they take your children for the draft. That's what tyranny's all about. They have to capture us as their slaves to use us then as their captive slaves, like German Hessians who were owned by their lords, to be marched off to take over, quote, the gap that is all these third world countries.
Thank you, Alex.
That's what it's all about. Thank you. That's why they want tyranny. So they can take what you've got, make you their good little slave, teach you how to worship them properly, and then forge us into their fist. It's a wonderful system. Oh, the force of drugging, all of it. Oh, it's so good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I love America. I can't stand watching these criminals dismantle it and watch so many people foolishly laugh about it. Oh, the government's my friend. They run PR announcements, public service adverts telling me how much they love me. I can trust them. The caller earlier was talking about the Duke of Edinburgh, the Nazi, who was in Nazi Germany as it was being bombed and had to flee out through Spain. And that was really kept quiet, but they've got the photos and film of him worshiping. I mean, literally bending over, bowing to Hitler. Oh, your leadership! Oh, oh! And his American wife, who was another Nazi. And now Harry, and by the way, the Duke of Edinburgh was going to be king. Now Harry is running around in Nazi outfits. Why does this... And then Prince Charles says, look, leave him alone. His aunt says, hey, Di would be proud of him. These people are scum, folks. They're scum. They're total scum. But because they're the elite, they're allowed to have their Nazi sympathies, just like Schwarzenegger is. It's just that simple. He's allowed to play Nazi music and hand out Nazi records and say he wants to be a dictator and say he wants to rule the people in U.S. News and World Report just in 1990 alone when he was 44. He's allowed to say, I don't care if Kirk's a Nazi in the middle of the Nazi scandal, and then go vacation for him and campaign for him. He'll get all the ADL awards, folks. You've got to ask yourselves why. It's very, very disgusting. But I was just thinking about the Royals during the break. The House of Windsor, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. The Saxes married the Coburgs, married the Gothas. And how I've been on British radio probably 25 times the last few years. And I'll ask the listeners, do you know the name of your royal family? Why it's just Queen Elizabeth? Why it's just Prince Philip? Why it's just Prince Charles? No, I don't know their name. Well, why don't you even know their last name? See, that's the power of the globalist. They've got such a propaganda system that you don't even know your ruler's names. Well, they want to keep their names secret because it'd be like I guess in Israel, if their leader was, a South African and wasn't Jewish, or, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I'm tired of it. And these groups, man, they got a really sophisticated system where they fund all the so-called groups that fight anti-Semitism to go take people's free speech, and on the other end, they're actually Nazis involved in eugenics programs and sterilization programs, and it's just amazing. But again, if you were a Nazi, again, who funded the Nazis like his father did, Lord Rothschild's father, Lord Rothschild, Jacob Rothschild, then, you see, you'd prance around saying you were Jewish. But again, it's a little too sophisticated for people sometimes. And I'm just thinking about this. It makes me angry. It makes me very, very just frustrated. It makes my brain burn. That again, the British people. By the way, do you know that the royal family owns a bunch of the tabloids that actually write mean articles about themselves? They actually put out propaganda about how they don't have any power and they're a joke and they're ha ha ha, and they're actually making money with the TV production companies and newspapers that put the stuff out. That's how sophisticated these people are, because that's their job. Their business is how to control populations, is how to hide their power. It'd be like, yes, Lord Bush. And you go, what's his last name? I don't know. Why are you asking? Well, don't you want to know the president, the leader, the Fuhrer's last name? I never thought about that. Never really? I mean, that's control. Folks, they still have manuals put out where they say the Rothschilds don't exist. There's government, anti-government manuals where it goes, these groups secretly believe, they believe there's a group called the Rothschilds that run things. They believe there's a new world order. And we just got presidents calling for it. They deny the sun comes up in the morning. Let's just go through your calls at a high rate of speed now. Control my ranting for a moment and do that. Up next here, I guess, would it be Chris? Chris in Kentucky. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Alex. I'm just outrageous with everything out here. I mean, Sean Hannity says, they're a bunch of shoot 'em like animals in Iraq, no matter what they are. And then I had a local station here. I had a guy that was making so much money. His job went overseas. They homeschooled their kids. Now he's got to take a state job with his kid in public schools. I mean, this is the conditioning, what they're doing to these people out here. They're taking everything they can away from us.
They tell women, hey, don't you want to work? Break up the family, cut your pay in half, and then now your kids belong to the state. Feminism, run by the CIA. Gloria Steinem admits it. Miss Magazine, started by the CIA.
Yeah, and
I'm not against women working, but the point is, the system's been set up now where you have to.
That's what's happening, and it's just I work part-time at a public school, and you're seeing it with the private school kids coming in from you, put them into public schools. And two kids I met the other day had the anti-poverty codice law, the drug war T-shirt on. I told them all about the drug wars and your show, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. I told them about the police state.
Don't use drugs. They're not cool, children. It's sold to you as cool by the controlled counterculture.
Yeah.
It's rat poison put out for you by the globalist.
Exactly. And that's wherever you got that thing, this is good and this is good, more police state's good for it. I told them, and one of the kids came up to me after a while and got the information, said, you're right. I did check out some information about the drug war with the CIA, and he wants to talk to me more about it. And I'm going to educate him to wake this up.
Good. Take care, my friend.
Okay.
Our counter-information is millions of times more powerful. I mean that when I say it. The globalists have to reapply lies, reapply lies, reapply lies over and over again. We've got to teach people how to fish. You know, that's the analogy, or the example. It's analogous to it, is that the globalists have to feed you fish, poison fish. We teach you how to fish. That's how we're going to win. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Joe in Ohio, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I'd like to commend that teacher that just called in for actually putting some real information in these public schools. And I'd also like to comment on, well, briefly, you had mentioned the tabloid inserts by the Windsor family and all the controlled media in England. And when I see this hairy Nazi charade going on all day long on CNN, I can't help but think it's just a cover-up for the bomb they dropped the other day about Thatcher. And the
yeah, they're really good with cover, you know, big distractions, yes.
I'd also like to mention, you had been speaking about the nationalized Social Security card about the issue. And I was watching Lou Dobbs last night, and Senator Dreyer from Cali was on Lou Dobbs. He actually had the new standardized, I guess, universal Social Security card. And what really cracked me up was on the bottom of the card, it actually says, this is not a national ID card.
The bill says internal. Look.
So I don't, and he did mention that.
Let's break this down. Until about, 10 years ago, all Social Security cards said not to be used as a personal identification card by law. Now, that law is still there, but everybody demands it. But it's not just that. Yeah, they're making that a national ID card for national health care. But the real national ID card is the standardized driver's license or ID. And then now Ridge is in mainstream news today saying we're going to have a world ID card.
Well, I mean, they wrote that on the plans a while back. Nothing new. I mean, people just need to figure this out, I guess. They don't believe me. You know, it's
Oh, I know. They passed the national ID card. They're face scanning and thumb scanning to get driver's license now in 48 states. The last two by law are about to do it, and they're saying it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and Dreyer even admitted that you'll need this new standardized Social Security card to get new jobs, to apply for new jobs. And he even mentioned the illegals don't need it, so.
Oh, yeah, there was a waiver in there, an actual amnesty clause where the illegals don't have to have it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Oh, I really do. Yes, it's not a national ID card. You just have to have it to have a job, and we're getting ready to make you use it to buy and sell, but it's okay because the so-called Christian news channels tell you it's good. It'll keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. But the illegals are exempt. Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Just real quick question. It's obvious that the Democrat and the Republican Party, it's a big sham. It's all a Hegelian dialectic scam. But what do you think is on the horizon for 2008? I mean, they mentioned Newt Gingrich.
I'll tell you what's on the horizon. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rudolph Giuliani running together.
Okay, so they would run together.
And by then there'll be some huge terror attack, and during that, they've already started passing the enacting laws to start a constitutional convention or a amendment that goes to the states. There's two different ways to do it. And
right.
Then during all this hysteria, they're going to pass all this.
Well, they're going to be able to. They're going to have. They can do it at the last minute. They can do it in one day if they want to. But they've already practically declared the Constitution null and void. So it's just a matter of. But why are you so sure that Arnold would be the man? Why would the people vote for Arnold versus?
They're not going to vote. 35% of the country now has him. By the next 2-year election, off-year election, they're saying it's going to be over 70%. Will be the special no-record voting machines.
Right.
And by 2008, it's going to be like 80-something percent. It's over.
Well, I mean, the people are going to have to be know that. I mean, I know it'll be a sham.
No, they won't know. They won't know.
Okay. You're saying, in other words, you're sure that it's going to be those two.
Well, I mean, they'll have enough idiots to do go vote.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Hannity will say Arnold's conservative, go vote for him like he did for governor.
Right.
There'll be people that vote for him.
Yeah. One last thing. What do you think about the fact that they've totally thrown their hands up and said, we're not going to look for weapons of mass destruction? I mean, do you think that they've really pulled
their... They're setting the precedent that we can lie to you, and we can do whatever we want, and we can change stories in midstream, and it just doesn't matter.
Well, I guess so. Well, keep up the good work, Alex. Thank you.
Yeah, we have helicopters, we have tanks, we'll spray nerve gas on your cities if we want to, we'll take your guns, ha ha ha, it's conservative. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Don in Colorado. Don, go ahead.
Thinking about what you were saying about the corruption of the court system and the lawyers and all this, and I feel that the lawyers are the weapons, the courtroom is the battlefield, the judge is the enemy, and your lawyers is the spies. And that's pretty much what I want to say, and I'll just listen in for whatever anybody else has to say. Thank you.
Oh, I totally agree with you. It's, look, people that have moved here from Russia and China go, look, you're not free. It's just, it's a fancier facade. And we are free. We still are on the air fighting. We still have incredible freedoms. And the government's saying we don't have these freedoms now and trying to get rid of them. But it's like, you know, they're trying to change what we still believe we have, that we do still have. They got a tough road to hoe. Let's talk to Patrick in San Diego, California.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
First time calling in.
Welcome.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Thomas P.M. Barnett of the U.S. Naval War College.
Yes.
I think the PM stands for Pig Minion. this guy is incredible. I was doing some research, and I came across his website, and it's disturbing to say the least. If you do he has a weblog.
I know. He attacks me.
Yeah, pretty regularly. But in one of his recent entries, he mentions that he's a charter member of the Illuminati.
I'm sure he's being sarcastic.
Well, actually, there's a link next to it, and it goes to a very strange kind of New Age pseudo-Christian website with some Messiah-like figure. It was so bizarre.
Talking about Barnett?
Yeah.
Again, this is the guy who openly, he's like the darling of the Pentagon, top strategist at the Naval War College. I just tuned in one night. I didn't know who he was, and he was going. Global system, we serve it. We work for Wall Street. We will invade the planet. And he had, like, weird music playing and all these generals.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the brief on C-SPAN. Yeah, I've seen it as well.
And then all these generals are going, yes, yes. And he's like, he openly said, we serve Wall Street. We will invade the globe. That's who we work for now. And he shows all these hundreds of third world countries to be invaded. And then I call him up to have him as a guest. He says yes, types my name in. He says in his blog, the university alerted me about the dangerous Jones. And then he admits that he cussed at me, doesn't he, in that weblog?
He does, but I just thought it was really
strange. I called him up, and this is important. And I said, you know something? I go, you're a coward for not coming on. He starts laughing at me real evilly. And I said, you know, the New World Order is going to fail. All this evil is going to fail. And he just goes... He just goes, you keep on dreaming.
Yeah, he's pretty sadistic. There's not enough adjectives in the English language.
But imagine, your new world order is going to fail. And he snarls and says, keep on dreaming. I mean, it's that out in the open now. He's dancing around on TV talking about world government.
Yeah, he's sick. Anyway, I just wanted
Wait a minute. He's saying stuff about me again?
Well, nothing new that, you know, you've probably seen everything he's already said. It's just this statement he makes about being a charter member of the Illuminati, and then he puts a link to a Christian kind of, you know, New Age type website that's actually against the very things that he's for. And it was so bizarre that I had to look at it a few times just to verify I was actually seeing that. And I wanted to get your take on it. I sent you the link to his website, so you can go look at it and look at this New Age website that he's linked to.
But imagine saying to one of the chief strategists of the Pentagon, sir, the New World Order is going to be defeated. And I said stuff like humanity is going to win. And he just said, I mean, he just snarled, just keep on dreaming.
Well, he's got another thing coming.
I mean, he literally, yes, sir, thank you. Huh?
Yeah, he's going to lose. So anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, literally, folks, you should have heard the conversation. I was sitting there on the studio phone. I was like, well, come on, please, sir, come on. Even if your ideas are, you know, we got General Parton coming on, and, you know, he'd like to hear you, and we'd like to hear about how we work for global government and work for the corporations, and I'd like to just oh, yeah, I'm not going on your show, you bleeper. Well, please, now, come on. And finally, I just said, man, you really serve the New World Order. I go, you guys are going to, you're not going to win. He's going, oh, yeah. I'm just like, well, you're going to be defeated. You know, the New World Order will be defeated. I mean, he knows. And you just keep on dreaming. I mean, yes, sir. Thank you. Nice talking to you. How's Beelzebub doing today? We're going to come back and hit some final news and try to jam a caller or two in. Maybe Ron in New York, loaded phone lines here at the end. But There's a lot of calls this hour. I got to quite a few. Hey, I got 60 seconds. If you care about the country, you want the most powerful info out there. Pretty sad to say I've got the most powerful info because it could be better. But I got some great videos. You need to have them. I'll authorize you to make copies. And if you want to let these people giggle and say that we're going to dream of freedom, fine, I'm going to dream of freedom. I'm going to dream of not having global government. Get the videos, make copies of them, get them out to people. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get a bunch of the videos, a bunch of insane specials still going on, as low as $5.95 per film. I mean, that's insane. And get them and make copies of them and get them out to people. Folks, come on! Join me in this fight against the New World Order. 1-888-253-3139 to order by phone or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the secure online shopping cart. 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, the New World Order will be defeated. Just keep on dreaming. That was about like it was. He didn't quite go, but it was pretty darn close. And imagine that. Just think about that. Just think about who you serve, those of you out there listening that are part of this. And they know you don't watch C-SPAN. They know you don't read Rand Corporation documents and Army and Naval War College reports. They know you don't read this. They know you don't read the text, as I did last night, of Governor Ridge in London. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge on Friday called for a new international standard, and again, he put this text out days ago, for putting biometric data on passports and said the technology could play a vital role in combating terrorism. American passports in the next few months are going to have these chips in them. But he talked about the international order taking great strides towards unifying this into a world ID system. Common international standards of biometrics must be developed. In my view, the sooner the better, he said. Of course, the UN ordered this through treaties 4 years ago. Meanwhile, JFK Airport, passengers must retina scan. You'll soon have to stop through and zap your iris, it says. Our vision is to enhance our security and facilitate the legitimate flow of trade and travel to and from, Homeland Security Ridge said. Oh, man, I'm going to vomit. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
How you doing, Alex? Alex, read Jeremiah 1. That's you, me, and others who are combating this evil. I talk real fast because you don't have much time, but we have a stockbroker whose daughter worked at the Trade Tower. She was on her way to work that morning in a cab. She had a call from a Jewish co-worker who said, get out of the cab, go home, don't go to work today. Get out of the cab, do not go. He knew because the embassy, as you may know, and this was documented, 700 and some odd Jewish executives did not go to work at the Trade Towers that morning. The word was passed down.
There weren't Arabs in the building either. Now, let me go over this. And what the media does is put a spin on it that, oh, you're anti-Semitic. No, folks. It is admitted. MSNBC, and I'm putting this in a new film, went and, quote, investigated the urban legend and found out it was true. Little Arab kids were saying, those buildings won't be there in 2 days. Little Jewish kids were saying it. Odigo, this is Jerusalem Post, folks, said, yes, the warning went out, get out of the building. Navy SEALs, I've interviewed people who called their family members, said, do not go to work today. Everybody knew.
But, Alex, the point is that Chertoff, well-connected, he's the son of a rabbi from the New York metro area, certainly well-connected with the higher Israeli and Jewish people.
Yes.
He must have known, had to have known that this went down and this was so. Now he is in charge of Homeland Security to imprison the rest of us, and yet he knows what went down and what really, that it was foreknowledge, it was known beforehand, and he is appointed now to regulate the rest of us, having known all of this information. How deceitful and deceptive.
Well, I mean, he was the head guy running the 9/11 cover-up. I tell you, Chertoff is a real piece of work. So
the dots connect, Alex, right here.
Well, they sure do. Good points, Ron. Thanks for the call. And again, powerful information, PrisonPlanet.tv. We've added so much, so many new videos and interviews and information this week at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go sign up. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a monthly subscription, PrisonPlanet.tv, stop procrastinating. And call toll-free to get hard copies of my films and get them out to people, 1-888-253-3139. The people involved in 9/11 are now being put in all the top positions so they can even have an even bigger event for you very soon. They say, don't worry, it's going to happen. Not a question of if, but when. And then we're going to rule you, okay? You'll be our slaves, but it's all right. See you back next week.
Introduce